感谢神，我们在今天这个主日，我们还是继续来思想，约翰福音九章的经文。
Praise the Lord, and on the Lord's Day, let's continue to study the Word of God, chapter 9 of the book of John.
好，我们请大家起立，我们一起来读神的话语。
Let's all stand up and read the Word of God.
好，我们可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文。我们一起来读《约翰福音》九章第一节到第三节。耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的，门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？”耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪。”需要在他身上显出神的作为来，啊！感谢神，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
感谢你的圣灵带领我们来明白、来认识圣经的话语。
Thankful the Holy Spirit to lead us to.Understand and know the word of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word of God become the lamp to my feet and the light for my path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
耶稣和他的门徒。在路上走的时候，看见路边有一个生来瞎眼的人。
As Jesus and his disciples were walking past the road, and they saw a man who was born to be blind.
我们今天在路上走或在路上开车的时候，我们也会看到一些残障人士，也会看到一些无家可归的人。
Today, when we walk on the road or drive on the road, we may come across those people with disabilities or the homeless.
然后尤其是最近这段时间，可能大家会慢慢的发现，就是这个在路边就是乞讨的人，好像比往年的时候好像多一点。
Especially recently, you may find more of such people on the roadside.
那么当我们看见这些路边的这些无家可归的这些残障人士这些乞丐，我们会有怎样的反应呢？
When you come across all those homeless or the beggars or the people with disabilities on the roadside, and what's your reactions?
可能是哎呀，我不觉得我身边有这些人啊，我从来不觉得啊。是不是一种反应？
It's probably that you may not realize that these people exist.
或者说，哎呀，我看见就像没有看见呢。
Or you may pretend that you did not see them.
那么在耶稣所讲的那个好撒玛利亚人的比喻当中，有一个可怜的人就躺在路边。
And in the parable of the good Samaritan told by the Lord Jesus, and the poor man was lying on the road.
那么有好几个人呢，就从这个可怜人身边走过。他们不是没看见，他们看见了。
And several men passed by the poor man, and they did see this person.
但他们想，哎呀，这个人不值得我们为他停留。
But they thought that this man is not worthy of us to stop for him.
当然，我们也知道，那个好撒玛利亚人不仅仅是为这个可怜的人停留下来，然后就是帮助他。
And of course, we know that a good Samaritan, not only he stopped to help this person.
那我们看圣经的时候，我们会发现主耶稣往往还特别关注，这些被世人看起来好像没有价值的这些人。
When we read the Bible and we notice that Lord Jesus especially paid attention to those people, seems to have no value in the world.
被世人忽略、鄙视、排斥。
those people who were despised or ignored or rejected by the world.
被鬼附的，被世人赶到坟墓里去的。
Those demons possessed, those cast out to the graveyard by people.
长大麻风的。
Those with leprosies.
还有一些，哎呀，名声很不好的那些犯罪的女人，罪人。
And the sinful woman with bad reputation.
瘫痪的、残疾的、瞎眼的。
The lame, the paralyzed, and the blind.
哎，耶稣往往他特别就注意到这些人，关注到这些人。
And Jesus paid a lot of attention to those kind of people.
我们特别来看今天这个经文，一开始就说耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼，耶稣先发现的哦。
Let's look at the verses of today. And now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And Jesus found this man first.
因为耶稣看他说，哦，这个人生来就瞎眼嘛，因为耶稣他知道一切事情。
And Jesus saw and he knew that this man was born to be blind because he knew everything.
那不是后天的，不是这样，生来就是这样。
He was born like that.
耶稣先发现。
And Jesus found it first.
随后门徒看到了。
And then the disciples also saw it.
当然了，门徒看到这个生来瞎眼的人，他们不是视而不见的。
And the disciples saw this blind man and they did not pretend that they did not see.
他们在那里热烈的讨论。
And they were discussing.
他这个人落成这个样子，那是他犯罪还是他父母犯罪呢？
They were discussing that whether this man sinned or his parents sinned so that he become like this.
总之一句话，一点不值得同情。
So in order that this man is not worthy our sympathy.
罪有应得啊。
He deserves it.
我想要搞清楚的就是，到底是他的罪，他父母的罪啊。
I just want to find out whether he sinned or his parents sinned.
其实这种声音，今天其实我们常常听到，是不是
？Actually, we often heard such voices today.
我们看到一些智力残障的人，我们看到一些homeless， 我们看到一些这个身体啊或者心智啊好像有残缺的这些人。
When we see those people with disabilities, whether mental or physical, or when we see those homeless,
我们说活该啊，这人活该啊。
We'll think in our mind that they deserve it.
吸毒的。
They probably be drug users.
有犯罪前科的。
They probably have a criminal record.
懒，不愿工作，懒。
They must be lazy and doesn't want to work.
笨，笨。
They're stupid.
他的父母糟糕的，把他弄成这个样子。
It might be their parents are bad, so that they become like this.
原生家庭的问题。
It's problem of their regional family.
甚至种族肤色的问题。
And even it's because of their races or their skin colors.
总之啦，活该的，罪有应得的。
Anyway, they become like this. They deserve it.
今天不是常常听到这样的声音吗
？Today, haven't we often heard such words?
一些人呢喜欢就是给一些他们看起来就是没有价值的人，贴上一个低等人类的标签。
And some people like to put a sticker of the subhuman to some people who they think that has no value.
黑人呐。印第安人呐、斯拉夫人呐、黄种人呐
，the black, the Indians, the Slavs, the Asian，
都曾经被贴上这样的标签呢 ，subhuman 呢
，have been given such a sticker like subhuman。
有些人还给的很精确，他说：“哎，这种人四分之一的人类，四分之三的野兽。
”And some people even put it like this in the one-fourth human being and three-fourths beast.
有些人说，哎，这些人四分之三的人类，四分之一的野兽。
Or some other people, three-thirds or three-fourths of human and one-fourth beast.
一千多年前哈，以前的斯巴达人，那些残疾的孩子生出来，或者体力弱的孩子生出来，直接丢水里啊，自生自灭啊。
And 1,000 years ago, and those Spartans, and they just throw those imperfect babies or weak babies into the water to let them survive or die.
不值得嘛？不值得在他们身上花时间嘛？不值得嘛？
So they were not worth the time to spend on them.
就几十年前，大家都知道啊，德国的法西斯把那些 subhuman 灭绝啊。
Just decades ago, decades of years ago, and we know that the German fascists annihilated those so-called subhumans.
这些 subhuman 在世界上浪费资源呐、啊。
Because they thought those people were wasting the resources in the world.
谁有资格定人的价值呢？
And who has the qualifications to value people?
谁有资格说这个人四分之一的人类，四分之三的野兽？你怎么知道？谁有资格这样讲啊？
And how, what give you the qualifications to call somebody one-fourth human beings and three-fourths of beasts? And who give you the rights to do that?
只有一位有资格。
Only one has the qualifications.
谁啊？
Who is it?
造人的那一位，是不是？
Created man.
如果上帝说我是 subhuman， 我认，他造我。
If God says that I'm subhuman, I acknowledge it because He created me.
你说我不认的。
If you say that, I would deny it.
但是今天很多人把自己当上帝。
But a lot of people today they think themselves as God.
所以不接受这些人的说法很正常啊。
So they do not accept the it's okay to not accept the words of those people.
人的价值在上帝眼中到底是怎样的价值啊？
What's the value of a person in the eyes of God?
上帝说人的价值，一个人的价值超过整个物质的世界。
And God said the worth of a man surpasses the value of all the world.
啊，就整个这种物质界的世界。
All the material world.
马可福音八章36-37节，主耶稣说：“人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还拿什么换生命呢？”
Mark 8:36-37 says, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul?"
所以这句话看得很清楚啊，一个人的命，在神的眼中，跟整个世界比，哪个大？
So we can see very clearly here that what's the comparison between the value of a man to the whole world, which is greater.
所以神说不可杀人，为什么？
So God says do not murder. Why?
因为人身上有神的形象。
Because man has the image of God.
不是说什么这个人有四分之一，那个人有四分之三，这个人几分之一，没有，人身上有神的形象。
Cannot say that this man has only one fourth of human and that one has three fourths of human. We cannot say like that.
但是我们确实从门徒的话中哈，也可以说从今天很多很多世界上的声音来看到，人的心真的是很残忍和冷酷啊。
But from the words of the disciples and from the many voices we heard today, and we can tell that men's heart are really.Old and cruel.
看到一个生来瞎眼的人，在那里说，罪有应得啊。
When you see somebody who was born blind and you say that he deserves it.
如果他是你的孩子呢？
What if he's your kid?
如果他是你的父母呢？
What if he is your parent, one of a parent?
就像当年约伯的那些朋友看到苦难中的约伯，是定罪他，一定是你犯罪了。
And just like Job's friends, when they saw that Job was in suffering, and they said, Job must have committed sins.
人为什么喜欢，就是不仅仅不去怜悯那些在苦难当中的，反而要定罪他？人怎么干这种事呢？你定罪他，你得什么好处呢？
Why did people not only show mercy to people in sufferings, but condemn them?
得什么好处啊？
What profit did you gain?
我不像他呀。
Because I'm not like him.
我没有犯罪啊。
I did not sin.
我高尚啊，我高等啊，他是 subhuman 啊。
I'm noble and I'm superior. He is subhuman.
所以人通过这种方式让自己那种罪性的骄傲得到满足啊。
By this way, this pride of the sinful nature can be satisfied.
不仅不去效法那个好撒玛利亚人，还要让在别人伤口上要再来一下子。
Not only did it not follow the example of the good Samaritan, then they sprinkled salt in somebody's wound.
然后你就会说，你这样做，你到底得到什么呢？
And we ask, when you do this, what did you gain?
我开心呐、
啊、！You say I am happy，
因为我骄傲得到满足了。
Because my pride is satisfied。
所以，我们不仅仅从圣经当中看到人心的残忍和冷酷，但是我们在今天的世界，更是像圣经所说的那样，到末世的时候，人的爱心冷淡了，不法的事情增多了。
And not only do we see from the Bible, tell from the Bible that the man's heart is cold and cruel, and we also learn from the Bible that in the end, the love of heart is cold, and all those things of unlawful things become more and more.
那我们来哈、啊，回到今天的所看到的，那么我们看到这个苦难。或者说看到苦难当中的人，那我们到底怎样去面对这件事情？
Let's go back to our topic today. And when we see some people who's in suffering or suffers from things, how do we treat them?
那么呢，第一种反应呢，世人的第一种反应就是定罪这些苦难当中的人，就像门徒在这里所说的。
The first reaction of people might be that they condemn.Those people who are in suffering,
罪有应得啊。
They think that they deserve it.
啊，或者按今天的话说，他笨呐、啊，他傻呀、啊，他蠢呐、啊。
Or according to today's words, that he is stupid, he is foolish.
啊，第二种呢，归罪给神。
And the second is they blame on God.
神，你太冷酷，你太残忍了。
God, you're too cold, or too cruel.
所以这一般就是。面对苦难或者苦难当中的人，人们往往就是这两个方式，要么就是定罪这些本来就受苦的人，要么就是去怪上帝的。
So these are two kinds of attitudes toward those people who are in the sufferings. One is to condemn them, and the other is to blame on God.
耶稣说这两种判断都是错的。
Jesus said these two views are all wrong.
先不要去管你怎么去判断。耶稣其实明确已经告诉人该怎么做，好撒玛利亚人呢、啊、
？Apart from how you judge them, and Jesus have told you how to do the example of the good Samaritan.
你判断什么呢？那个好撒玛利亚人看到那个人躺在路边，他去判断什么呢？他说这个人是罪人，是不是？他去判断，他没有判断呢、啊。
And when the Good Samaritan saw the poor man lying on the road, did he make any assumptions about this man?
他就做就好了。
He just did what he should do.
所以这当耶稣说你们要爱神，第一个爱神，第二个爱邻舍，就有人就问他，那谁是我的邻舍呢？那耶稣就讲这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻，对不对？
When someone asked Jesus about the great commandments, and Jesus told him that first isLove God, and the second is love the neighbor as yourself. And people say, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus answered by telling this parable of the Good Samaritan.
人为什么要问？那到底谁是我的邻舍呢？
And why did people ask, "Who is my neighbor?"
其实这个问题就是说，谁值得我去爱，谁不值得我去爱，是不是？
This question is actually.That you're asking that who is worth of my love and who doesn't worth my love.
结果耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus answer?
就学习那个好撒玛利亚人呐、啊，你就去爱呀、
啊。Follow the good Samaritan and love.
当然是付出代价的哈。
But of course you should pay the price.
所以呢，人的这种对苦难或者苦难当中的这两种判断，耶稣说都是错的。首先呢，先不要管判断，耶稣已经讲了好撒玛利亚的例子哈。
And so Jesus said those two assumptions about those people who are in sufferings were both wrong, and Jesus have told them what to do. The example of the good Samaritan.
那么，首先我们要特别强调。耶稣并不是否认人的罪和世界的苦难之间的联系，这是有联系的。
First, we have to point out that Jesus was not denying that the relationship between the sin of the world to the sufferings of the world.
这是圣经一致的教导。这个世界上为什么有苦难、有各样的灾祸？因为人的罪是这样。耶稣不是否认这一点。
The Bible has been teaching this. Yes, the sufferings of the world is due to the sin of man.
但是耶稣说的是什么？耶稣说不要把一个人他具体的苦难跟某一个他具体的罪这样去联系在一起，甚至跟他的家族、跟他的血统联系在一起。这是耶稣禁止人这样去做的。
And Jesus was saying that do not relate a specific suffering to a specific sin of aperson or his family, and Jesus stopped people from doing that.
也就是说，比如说有些人做奴隶，你不能说这是因为他的罪他做奴隶，或者说他是这个家族他这个血统他就要做奴隶，不能这样。
For example, that some people are slaves, and you cannot say that they are slaves because his blood or his family or caused him to be a slave.
我们再次强调哈，耶稣从来没有否认人的罪和世界的苦难之间的联系，这是联系的，是这样的，因为人的罪导致这个世界有苦难。
And I have to emphasize again that Jesus was not denying that there's relationship between the sin of people and the sufferings of men, and they should be related.
但是耶稣禁止人把一个具体的人所遭遇的具体的苦难跟他的某一种罪或者跟他这种血缘啊家族某一种罪联系在一起，耶稣禁止。
But Jesus stopped us from relate the specific suffering or specific adversities of a man to his blood or his sin or his family's traditions.
如果人们都顺服耶稣的话，你就不会在这个世界上再听到什么 subhuman 啊这种标签了，你听不到了。如果人都顺服耶稣所说的
，If all people obeyed and listened to what Jesus said, then there would not be such cases like subhumans.
但是因为人不顺服，人就是喜欢把一个人他具体的苦难，就要跟他具体的罪或者猜测跟他什么。血统啊，家族联系在一起。
But men did not obey. They like to relate specific sufferings of a man to his sin and making assumptions that it has something to do with his family or there's something like that.
世界的苦难不是上帝造成的，是人犯罪造成的。
Sufferings in the world were not caused by God, but by the sin of man.
人堕落犯罪以后，圣经说，地就长出荆棘来，不再给人效力了，人就要吃苦了，人就要汗流满面了。
And when man fell and sinned, and the Bible says the thorns came out of the land, and the land will not yield its crops, and man had to work hard with sweat to make a living.
起初神所造的世界不是这样的，是不是
？And at the beginning, God created the world not like that.
起初上帝所造的世界，他看一切都甚好的。
And at the beginning, God created the world, and everything was good.
那为什么后来变成那个地要长出荆棘来呢？人要在那里受苦呢？因为人犯罪了。
And why then later that it become like this, and the thorns came off the world, and the land would not work out, and because man sinned.
人与人之间的关系破坏了，男女之间互相仇恨了。
And the relationship between man and man were destroyed, and men and women hate each other.
兄弟相残了。
The brothers kill each other.
所以呢，所有的这些地上的痛苦患难是从人的罪来的，这是圣经说的，这不可否认，耶稣从来不否认这件事情。
So the Bible says that all the pains and sufferings of men came out of their sins. It's what the Bible says, and Jesus did not deny this point.
但人不要把某一个人他具体的苦难，一定要跟他某一种具体的罪，或者他家里具体罪联系在一起。人不要去做这个事情。
But we should not relate a specific suffering of a man to a specific sin that he committed or his family committed.
在一个有罪的世界里，苦难临到所有的人。
In a sinful world, the sufferings come upon everybody.
就像上帝用日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人跟不义的人，上帝的普遍恩典临到所有的人是一样，苦难也是临到所有的人。
Just like the God asks the sun to shine on good people or also on the evil one, and pour rains on good men and also the evil one. And God's common grace come upon everybody. And
新冠疫情，新冠的病毒临到所有人呐，也有基督徒因为新冠死的。
And all the sufferings also come upon everyone, and the pandemic may happen to everyone.
地上的灾祸，各样的事故，失去生命的，里面也有基督徒啊，甚至有牧师的家庭啊，牧师孩子的家庭啊。
All the earthly sufferings, those accidents, and they happen to every, it may happen to everyone, and including the pastor's family.
生老病死临到所有的人。
And sickness and death come upon everybody.
我们不能把某个人他具体的痛苦、具体的患难跟他具体个人的罪联系在一起，或者甚至要说他的家怎么怎么样。
We cannot relate a specific suffering of a certain man to his sin or his family.
那么我们怎么面对这个苦难呢？
But how do we face sufferings?
我们要面对苦难，第一个，我们要认识到神的主权。
To face the sufferings, first of all, we should know the sovereignty of God.
上帝他说他自己，他施平安，又降灾祸。
God said that He make peace and create calamity.
然后，上帝说那个被造的，没有权利向造他的去发出质疑。
And God also said those who were created does not have the right to ask the Lord who made him.
这是在以赛亚书四十五章哈。
That's in Isaiah 45.
我小时候总怪我爸爸妈妈，为什么把我生这么矮
？When I was young, I always blame my parents. Why did they give me such a short height?
后来我看到我同学的爸爸妈妈比我的爸爸妈妈个子还矮。
And when I saw that the parents of some of my classmates are even shorter than my parents.
但是我的同学长很高啊。
But my classmate grows very tall.
所以我就知道，哎呀，我不能怪我爸爸妈妈的基因不好。
So I know that I should not blame on my parents' genes.
我自己不锻炼呐。
Because I did not exercise.
不好好吃东西啊
！I did not eat well，
所以长不高啊。
So I didn't grow tall。
然后我在这里是打个比方哈。
I'm just giving you the example。
上帝做事，他按他自己的意思。
And God did things according to His own will。
被造的人没有权利去质疑、质问上帝。
And the created should.Do not have the right to question God.
啊，为什么这样的事情发生？为什么这样的事情临到
？Why did such things happen? Why did such things come upon me?
上帝就给出一个答案。上帝说：“我有权。”
God gave us only the one answer. That He has the right.
啊，这是我们认识苦难，我们第一个要知道。
That's the first thing that we should know when we face sufferings.
第二个要知道的就是，有些事情上帝向我们隐藏，不告诉我们。
The second thing that we should know that God kept something secret from us.
好，我们一起来读一下《生命记》二十九章二十九节，大家就可以坐哈，坐着读哈，《生命记》二十九章二十九节起。是属耶和华我们神的，唯有明显的事是永远属于我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行他律法上一切的话。这个生来瞎眼的人，他落到这样的一个光景当中，是不是他自己犯的罪？是不是他父母犯的罪？这个问题。
The problem of this man who was born blind, he fell into such a situation. Was it his sin or his parents' sin?
耶稣没有否认，耶稣也没有肯定。
Jesus did not deny and just did not acknowledge it.
耶稣没有说是的，他落到这个光景就是因为他犯罪或者他父母犯罪。耶稣没有讲这个话。
Jesus did not say yes, he fell into such a situation. It's because he sinned or his parents sinned.
耶稣更没有说他没有犯罪，他的父母没有犯罪。耶稣也更没有讲这样的话。
And Jesus also didn't say that he did not sin or his parents did not sin.
所以简单的说，耶稣根本就不回答这个问题。
Simply put, that Jesus did not answer this question.
耶稣告诉门徒，你应该知道的是什么？
But Jesus told his disciples what they should know.
这就是显明的事情。
Those things are revealed to us.
你应该知道的就是，你要从这个上面，你要看到神的作为，你会看到神的荣耀。这就是你们应该知道的。
What you should know that the works of God was revealed in this man. That's what you should know.
啊，就他落到这个光景，到底是他的罪或者不是他的罪，什么什么这些东西，耶稣。没有回答这个问题。
Whether this man fell into such a situation because he sinned or his parents sinned in regard to this, and Jesus did not give an answer.
但是耶稣让他的门徒，你要更关注那些耶稣已经讲的事情，一些明显的事情。
And Jesus asked his disciples to focus on those things that has been revealed to them, those obvious things.
所以呢？如果是一个信靠神的人，或者说你仅仅是尊重上帝，你就应该知道，有些事情你没有权利去不停的质问或者在那里胡乱猜测。上帝有些事情他有权利隐藏。
And if you truly trust in God, or just out of your respect to God, you should not keep asking those things that God has kept secret from you, and some thingsGod has us the right to keep secret from us.
有些事情我们承受不了。
Because some things that we cannot bear them.
当然了，上帝他有权利隐藏一些事情，那是上帝的意志啊。
And God, of course, has the right to keep some secret from us. That's His right.
但是神讲得很清楚了，神说，你更要关注的是什么？你关注那些上帝已经显明的事情。你不要总是去管神隐藏，你要看什么？你要看上帝显明的事情，这好让我们遵行他的话。
And God has told us that not to focus on those things He kept secret from us, but on those things He has revealed to us, so that we can do the words of the law.
今天很多人他们的时间、他们的精力。甚至一些基督徒，他不是放在这种显明的事情上面，他不停的去，需要去想、去猜、去问那些上帝隐藏的事情，或者没有把答案告诉我们的事情。
And today, a lot of people, even some Christians, they have spent a lot of time and spend a lot of energy on those things that God has kept secret from them. They want to know the why, and they did not focus on those things that God has revealed to them.
那其实呢，更普遍的情况，其实上帝已经给答案了，你不愿意接受而已，所以你还在那里问的。
And actually, God has given the answers to a lot of questions, and you have been keep asking.
你不喜欢这个答案，所以你还是继续猜呀、啊，继续问呐、啊，甚至继续质疑神呐、
啊。Because you do not like that answer, so you keep assuming and keep guessing and keep asking.
为什么基督徒？ 和不信神的人同样的遭遇患难，同样的可能会破产，同样的会生老病死。
Why Christians and non-Christians may all fall into sufferings and sickness and death?
啊，为什么一个无神论的人口高达5%的国家成为这个世界上最富有的国家之一，瑞典
？And why the country of Sweden, whose atheist population reaches as high as 85%, has been one of the most richest country.
这是全世界数一数二的高啊，就是85%的无神论在瑞典，但它很富有啊。
So 85% of its population is atheist. That's a very high number, but it's a very rich country.
基督徒人口比例超过95%的国家，非洲第二大国家刚果民主共和国，很穷啊。
But the second largest country in Africa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, whose population of Christians is over 95% of its population, is a very poor country.
世界上最穷最穷的国家之一了。
It is among theone of the most poorest country in the world.
那号称100%这个，有神论信神的，那是梵蒂冈了。那这接下来就是刚果了。
Vatican is 100% of Christians, and the next is Congo.
所以很多基督徒，很多基督徒有这样的一个想法，就是哎呀，我们要是信耶稣，那我们在地上，那我们肯定会富有啊，肯定会很好啊。但是现实不是这样吗？
Some Christians think that if they believe in Jesus and become a Christian, they will become rich and lead a very good life on earth.
其实对真神上帝的信仰从来就没有跟地上的财富金钱联系在一起啊。
But the belief that the faith toward God has never been related to the prosperities and riches of the earth.
圣经说了，不要爱世界，你爱世界，你就不会爱父啊，爱父的心就不在你里面。
The Bible says that do not love the world. If you love the world, the love of Father will not be in your heart.
圣经耶稣说了，就不要爱钱呐、啊，你不可以又侍奉钱又侍奉上帝，这不可能做到的事情啊。
And Jesus said, do not love money. You cannot serve God and money at the same time.
但是今天还是很多人不接受这样的答案呐、啊，不接受耶稣的说法。
But a lot of people do not accept such sayings.
他还是不停地问，哎呀，为什么很多很多基督徒？没有赚到钱，很多很多的非基督徒赚到很多钱，还在问这样的问题啊。
So he has been keep asking such questions like why didn't Christian make a lot of money and why did some non-Christians make a lot of money?
所以首先呢，就是我们要承认，有些事情上帝向我们隐藏。
So first of all, we have to acknowledge that God has kept some things away from us.
还有一些事情，事实上，上帝告诉我们答案，我们不愿意接受，我们还在那里不停的质问。
And actually, some things that God has given us the answer, but we do not want to accept that answer, and we keep asking.
那神让我们关注的是什么呢？就是上帝显明的事情，上帝清清楚楚告诉我们的事情，我们要关注这些事情。
And God asked us to focus on those things that He has revealed to us.
看到这个生来瞎眼的。那作为耶稣的门徒，他如果关注在耶稣给他们讲的事情上面，他第一个应该想什么呢
？And when they saw this man who was born blind, the disciples of Jesus, what's the first thing they should think of if they have heard what Jesus said?
哎呀，我有机会做好撒玛利亚人了，对不对？那耶稣跟我讲过的呀，我有这个机会了，我现在就可以啊。
They would think of now is an opportunity for me to follow the example of the Good Samaritans because Jesus have told that to me.
但是他们关注的是耶稣没有给他们讲的事情，就是他遭遇这些是他犯罪，他犯罪。耶稣从来不讲这些，因为他关注这些。
But they focused on those things that Jesus did not reveal to them. Why whether this man's become blind or out of his sin or his parents' sin, they want to focus on things like that.
圣经确实把一些特定的罪，特定的这个 这个后果呀，跟一些特定的罪联系在一起。圣经确实有这样的例子。
The Bible did have examples of relating some specific sin to the specific sufferings of a man to his specific sin.
比如说大卫犯奸淫之后呢，这个神就让他的先知拿单去对大卫去讲。
For example, when David committed adultery, and God sent the prophet Nathan to tell David.
就是说，只是你行这事。叫耶和华的仇敌大得亵渎的机会，故此你所得的孩子必定要死。
Because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child who is born to you shall surely die.
所以这个是非常清楚了，就是大卫跟八十八生的孩子为什么要死呢？神讲得很清楚，因为你犯罪了。就你这个罪就是一个很具体的罪，就是你犯奸淫罪，然后让神的名蒙羞，你的孩子就要死。这很清楚的事情。
This is very clear here, and the Bible says, why did the child of David and Bathsheba should die? It's because that David has committed this specific sin.
但是我们一定要知道，不是每一个人都是拿单的。
But we have to know that not every one of us is Nathan.
上帝没有让你当拿单的时候，你就不要去当拿单。
When God does not want to let you to be a prophet Nathan, and do not be Nathan.
那上帝给拿单也是有特别的话，就关于这个特别的罪、特别的人大卫。但上帝不是把这些特别的话给到所有人的。
And God has revealed to the prophet Nathan specific words so that he could tell David, but God didn't reveal those words to everyone.
所以我们不要关注在这些个别事件上面，我们要看神显明的，或者是公开的，或者是普遍的教导。这是我们作为一个基督徒的一个本分，不是所有人都是要去做拿单。
So do not focus on those specific things, and let's focus on those things that.God has revealed to us, has said to us publicly, and not everyone can be Nathan.
那么尤其是在于现在，我们已经不在旧约时代了，我们在新约时代了，所以在主里一切都可以被更新，所以就不要再去纠缠那些所谓的报应啊，那个所谓的罪担什么，那是旧约的东西。那么我现在已经在恩典之下，在基督里耶稣的血把一切都可以洁净，一切都可以更新。
So now we are no longer in the Old Testament period, and we're in the New Testament. It's under grace, and Jesus' blood has washed everything, and everything become new. So let's do not focus on those things that because of some things that we deserve the same.
所以我们要认识苦难，我们看到神的主权，我们知道神隐藏一些事情给我们，神让我们关注的是显明的事情。
So when we face the sufferings, first thing we should know the God's sovereignty, and also we should know that God has kept something secret from us, and God has also revealed a lot of things to us.
我们应该关注那些显明的事情。
And we should focus on those things God has revealed to us.
然后呢，还有一个呢，就是也是跟神的主权有关，就上帝造每个人不一样，每个人走的路，每个人的人生不一样的。
Another thing is related to God's sovereignty, that God created everyone to be different, and God gave different people different paths of life.
所以我如果早就接受这一点的话，我就少好多痛苦了，矮就矮呗，这跟人不一样就不一样呗。
If I accepted this earlier, I would be less painful. If I'm short, I will accept it. I'm just different from other people.
上帝给每个人的人生不一样的，上帝有权利这样做。
God has the right to give different person different life, different experiences.
你可能被造的就是比别人矮一点，或者你在这个世上的路，你可能走的就是比别人难一点。
Maybe you were born shorter than some other people, and maybe you experience harder life than some other people in this world.
在地上的一辈子很短暂的。
a life on the earth is very short.
跟我们的永恒的生命比，这地上的一切都是自暂自轻的。
Compared with eternity, everything in this world is temporary and light.
今天人的问题呢，就是把这地上的东西看得，这个短暂在地上一生的东西看得太重了，把永恒看得太轻了。
And the problem of today's people is that they have put too much attention or stress too much on those things that are short and temporary, but they have taken lightly of those things that is eternal.
所以当主耶稣告诉彼得，就是彼得以后年老的时候，他会怎样的悲惨的死去。
When Jesus told Peter that how he will die miserably when he grew old.
那就是彼得呢，就看见耶稣的另外一个门徒哈，就是约翰。
And Peter saw the other disciple of Jesus, John.
那彼得就说，那他的结局怎样？就约翰他的结局怎样？就问耶稣。
And Peter asked Jesus, "What will his end be?"
然后耶稣对彼得的回答就是，那跟你有什么关系？
And Jesus answered to him, "What is that to you?"
那耶稣讲的话就更重了。耶稣说，我如果让他一直等到我再来的时候，那跟你有什么关系啊？
And Jesus' answer was harsh, and he said, "If I would let him remain till I come, what is that to you?"
也就是说，你会这样的死去。耶稣说，我会让他活得久一点。怎么样呢？跟你有什么关系呢？
And Jesus said that you would die such way miserably, and I would let him live longer. And what is that to you?
上帝让每个人在这地上短暂的一生走的路不一样。
And God made every one of us to work in different paths of life.
啊，所以在马太福音二十章十五节，啊，耶稣在他的比喻当中是这样说：这个主人就说，我的东西难道不能随我的意思用吗？
So in Matthew chapter 20 verse 15, Jesus said in one of his parables that it's not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things.
怎么面对苦难？第一个，看到神的主权。
How do we face sufferings? Number one, we should see the sovereignty of God.
所以，如果我们看到神的主权，我们就知道，上帝他造人就是不一样的。
When we know the sovereignty of God, when we know that God created different people to be different.
然后呢，我们就应该关注在那些神显明给我们的事情上面，神隐藏的事情不要关注了。
And then we should focus on those things that God has revealed to us, and not on those things God has kept secret.
但是从这个就是生来瞎眼的这件事情上面，我们看到什么呢？
And what do we see from the man who was born blind?
那么第一个呢，就是不要急于去定罪他。
And Number one, that we should not hurry to condemn the person.
应该去思想耶稣讲的显明的事情，就是去爱，去怜悯。
But to think about those things that God has revealed to us, to love and to show mercy.
那如果说我一定要搞清楚这个苦难到底是怎么回事，那耶稣告诉我们了，就说要在他身上显出神的作为来。
If we really want to find out what's the reason for the sufferings, and Jesus has told us so that the work of God should be revealed in him.
就是我们可以从神的眼光来看，神的眼光就是说，这个痛苦的人，这个生一生下来就是在黑暗里的人，但是他有一个用处，而且他就是为着这个用处一直存在着，或者说一直就在这个黑暗苦难中，他有一个用处的。
So in God's point of view that.Jesus was Jesus was saying that this man exists. The man was suffering has a purpose. He exists for a purpose.
那这个用处就是说，这个人有一天，他要会让神的名得到传扬，他要会让上帝得到荣耀，上帝要借着他显出神的作为。这就是这个人从一生下来就在黑暗里，他其实就是为了这个时刻。
So the purpose that this man could proclaim the name of God one day and bring glory to God so that the works of God may be revealed in him. And that's the purpose of this man was, who was in suffering.
所以这个让我们看见在这个生来瞎眼的人身上就是这个世界上最悲惨的人最卑微的人最痛苦的人他可以为神所用。
So from this man, we can see that even those most men who suffers most and who is most inferior, and those people, they could be used by God.
而且这种人被上帝所使用到一个什么地步呢？就这种人可以让神的名得荣耀，这种人可以传扬神的名。
They could be used by God so that the name of God will be glorified and they could proclaim the name of God.
所以这个生来就在黑暗中，就在苦难当中的人，他其实在耶稣的眼中，他有非常非常大的价值，因为神要借着这个人，神要得荣耀，神的作为要彰显。
The man who was born blind, who was born in sufferings, and God let him to be there to, so that the glory of God may be revealed and the name of God will be glorified.
所以当我们看到、啊、这个生来瞎眼的人他所经历的事情、啊、我们知道到后面确实耶稣医治了他，他确实传扬了耶稣的名，也确实是人们因为看见他，人们听到了耶稣的名，也确实是归荣耀给了神。
And we know what happened to the man who was born blind, and later Jesus healed him, and he did proclaim the name of God, and he did bring glory to the name of God.
然后尤其是这个人，他最后认罪悔改，他不仅身体被医治，眼睛被医治，他灵魂得救了。
And this man, he confessed and his sin and repented, and not only his physical his was healed and his was also spiritually healed.
然后他的这个最后他就信靠认主耶稣，来信主耶稣，来跟从耶稣。
And then he believed in Jesus and followed him.
我们今天一开始就谈到人的价值。
At the beginning, we talk about the value of man.
啊、我们说这个世界上在人看来很多没有价值的人在上帝眼中有宝贵的价值。
And many people seem to have no value in the world, has high value in the eyes of God.
那我们的思想到底人的价值是什么，或者在哪里体现呢？
And we will ask that, what's the value of man and what kind of things can we see the value of man?
这个生来瞎眼的人、哎、他的价值在哪里体现呢？
And what is the value of this man shown?
那么那些、瘫痪的人、那些瘸腿的人，那些长大麻风的人，他们的价值在哪里体现？就好像今天这个世界上那些 homeless, 那些吸毒的，那他们的价值在哪体现呢？你说他有价值，那价值在哪里体现出来呢？
So what is the lame, the paralyzed, thepeople with leprosies, or what today, what is the value of those homeless, those drug users? What kind of ways can their value be shown?
最简单的就是说，这个价值，人真正人生的意义和价值体现在什么地方？就在这个生来瞎眼的人，他就有价值。为什么？因为他最后他传扬了神。神在他身上的作为就是他所经历的这一切，上帝的名得到了传扬，上帝得到荣耀，这就是一个人最最大最最宝贵的价值。
What is the value and meaning of life? And just like the man who was born blind, his value was that he proclaimed the name of God and God, the work of God was revealed in him. That's theValue of this man, then that is the value of people.
所有人真正他人生的价值、人生的意义，就是神可以神的名能够借着我或者我所经历的这些，神的名得到传扬，神的名得到荣耀。那这个人生命就有真正的意义和最宝贵的价值。
the value and meaning of life is that the name of God could be exemplified or could be glorified through me. And that is the meaning and value of life.
跟你在世界上有多少钱，有多少名利地位没有关系。有钱不一定说，不一定证明你在上帝眼中就有价值。
It has nothing to do with how much money you have in the world or what position you are in this world. It has nothing to do with that.
耶稣讲过一个比喻，就是那个财主和拿撒路的比喻，是不是？
Jesus has given us an illustration of the rich man and Lazarus.
那个财主在地上有很多东西，结果呢，耶稣连他的名字都不提，叫什么都不知道，就说是个财主。
The rich man has a lot of things, a lot of possessions in this world, but the Bible didn't even give him a name.
但是那个乞丐呢，哎，却告诉我们他的名字，拿撒路。哎，上帝记得他这个人叫拿撒路。
But the Bible did give us the name of the beggar, his Lazarus, and God remembered his name.
所以就可以看到，哎，为什么拿撒路这样名字被上帝记得？因为他有价值啊。
And we see that why the name of Lazarus was remembered because it has value.
因为人们看到拿撒路他生命的结局，人们赞美神，上帝的慈爱怜悯临到了这么一个可怜的人，上帝你是何等的慈爱啊！
And when they see Lazarus and they will praise God and they will give praise to God that God you are so loving and merciful and.You are such a loving God.
所以拿撒路在地上经历的一切都值得了，都值得了，因为他达成了他在这个地上最应该达成，他真的是他荣耀了神的名，他经历的这些都荣耀了神的名。
So what Lazarus experienced in this world was worth, and because all his experience has reached such a goal, and he glorified God, the name of God.
但是那个财主呢，你在地上有很多东西，其实你失去了你真正作为一个人应该体现的价值，你没有荣耀上帝，你做这所有的事情，你没有让上帝的名得到任何的荣耀。
But for the rich man, though he has a lot of possessions in the world, he didn't show his value of as a man. He didn't bring glory to God. He didn't exemplify the name of the Lord.
啊，当然了。从这个财主身上，我们可以看到上帝的公义。
And of course, from the rich man, we can see the justice of God.
我们今天一开始我们思想人的价值，我们要知道人生真正的意义和价值，就是你的生命跟神联系在一起，然后你的生命是神的名传扬，是神的荣耀。
And we talk about the value of man, and we know that.The value and meaning of man is that you have something to do with God, so that you can proclaim the name of God and you can glorify His name.
那么我们今天看到一个生来瞎眼的人，然后我们都知道后来他被耶稣医治了。我们也同样知道一个非常非常好的基督徒，从小就瞎眼，但是上帝没有医治他，那么他就是芬尼 ，Crosby.
Today we saw this man who was born blind, but Jesus healed him.And we also know another sister, who was blind when he was young. But she was not healed by God, and she was sister Fanny Crosby.
我们都知道啊，芬妮被称为圣诗皇后，一辈子写了8000多首赞美诗，非常非常好的诗，然后影响了千百万的人。
We know that Sister Fanny was called the Queen of Gospel Songs, and he has written over 8,000 hymns in her life, and he has influenced thousands and thousands of Christians.
他不是生来瞎眼，但是他很小时候，出生几个月之后，他被一个医生呐庸医误诊，就治成了瞎眼。
And she was not born blind, but several months after she was born, he was misdiagnosed by a doctor and caused her to be blind.
其实我有时候在想，这比生来瞎眼的人更痛苦啊。
Sometimes I thought that this is more miserable than those who were born blind.
生来瞎眼的人反正从来没见过光，我们也不知道。
Those who were born blind, they never saw light. They do not know what is light.
芬妮是知道的。
Fanny knew.
然后又再也见不到光了。
And then he saw no more light.
上帝没有医治芬妮。
God did not heal Fanny.
但是芬妮跟这个生来瞎眼的人，他们有一个一致的地方，就是他们让神得了荣耀。
But Fanny and that man who was born blind, they had something in common and they glorified God.
芬妮八岁的时候，他写了他的第一首诗，他是这样写的。
Fanny, at his age of, at her age of eight, and he wrote such a poem.
他说：“哦，我是多么快乐的一个孩子。
”Oh, what a happy child I am.
尽管我眼睛不能看见
，Although I cannot see.
我下定决心在这世上
，I'm resolved that in this world.
我必要知足
，I'll be contented.
我享有许多的祝福
，How many blessings I enjoy.
是别人没有的。
The other people don't.
若要我为失明而哭泣叹息
，to weep or sigh because I'm blind.
我不愿意，我也不会这样做。
I cannot, and I won't.
芬妮死了之后呢，她的姐妹呢，在她墓碑上就刻了这么一句话。
After Sister Fanny died, and her sister has put on the words on her tombstone.
她说，这是在马可福音十四章八节的一处经文是这样的：他所做的是尽他所能。
And the verse is from Mark 14:8. She has done what she should.
耶稣医治生来瞎眼的人，上帝没有医治芬妮。
And Jesus healed the man who were born who was born blind, and God didn't heal Fanny.
但是这两个人，他们的人生有最宝贵的价值。
But the lives of these two persons has great value.
因为他们荣耀了神的名，或者他们的经历、他们的人生是神的名得到传扬，得到了荣耀。
Because they glorify the name of God, or their experience, their life, bring glory to God.
如果我们要去问苦难到底的意义在哪里呢？我在苦难当中到底的意义在哪里？如果我们一定要去问这个问题。
If we have to ask the meaning of those sufferings,
那就是告诉你，苦难的意义，或者漫漫黑夜的意义，就是瞎眼的，他一直在黑夜里的意义，就是让你有发光的机会。
Then the meaning of those sufferings, the meaning of the dark nights when you are blind, is that you have the opportunity to illuminate.
不是折磨。
It's not torturing.
不是无穷无尽的折磨。
It's not endless torturing.
宝贵的机会。
But precious opportunities.
你有很多很多人没有的机会，你有机会归荣耀给上帝。
You have many precious opportunities that other people do not have to bring glory to God.
以前我听过一个基督徒歌手唱的歌，就是蔡琴唱的歌。我以前提到过，可能弟兄姊妹还有印象啊。
And I have heard about a song by a Christian sister, singer, Cai Qing.
这个歌里面有一句话我记得，其他我都不记得。里面有一句话是这样唱，就是夜那么长。
The one of the lyric goes that the night is so long.
后来我一听，哎呀，是的，这个黑夜是很长。哎呀，人总在痛苦当中。
Yes, the night is always so long, and a lot of people are in sufferings like that.
那接下来呢？他说，足够我把每一盏灯都点亮。
And the lyric continues like this, but it's long enough so that I can light up every lamp.
为什么有苦难？
Why is there suffering?
为什么你遭遇这些？
Why do you suffer those things?
为什么没有人理解你？没有人怜悯你？没有人同情你？
Why don't people understand you or show mercy to you or show sympathy to you?
为什么你那么孤独呢？
Why are you so lonely?
不是上帝丢下你。
It's not because God has forsaken you.
上帝给你宝贵的机会。
God has given you precious opportunities.
让你可以发光的机会。
So that you can illuminate.
让你可以真正体现你作为一个人，作为一个身上有神的形象的人，你的价值得到体现，你的光能够发出来的机会。
so that your value will be shown and your light will be shown as a human being who has the image of God in him.
就是我可以让神的名得荣耀。
So that
I, 尤其是在黑暗。
So I can bring glory to the name of God, especially in darkness.
约伯真正的荣耀的上帝，不是他在地上一切都有的时候，而是他在地上的一切都失去的时候。
And Job brought glory to God, not when while he has all the possessions in the world. It is the time when he has nothing.
越是在约伯，在痛苦当中，在苦难当中，在甚至在人看来，在绝望当中，约伯对上帝坚定不移的信心，真正的荣耀了神。
It is when Job was in those sufferings and in those desperate times that Job's unshaking faith glorified God.
当约伯什么时候都有的时候，撒旦就贬低约伯的信心，就是上帝，你给他这么多，所以他信你啊，这有什么好说的呢？
And when Job had everything in this world, and Satan despised his faith and said, "What that boast about? Because you have everything God has given you."
但是当约伯失去一切的时候，他还是坚定的信靠神。那个时候，撒旦得到最大的羞辱。
But when Job has lost everything, he still firmly trusted and believed in God, and that brought the most humiliation to Satan.
我们归荣耀给上帝的时候，我们同时就是在羞辱上帝的仇敌撒旦。
While we bring glory to God, at the same time we bring humiliation to Satan.
好，最后我们一起来读一处经文，来帮助我们。来思想我们在地上会经历的。
Finally, let's read a scripture to think about we experience in the world.
好，我们啊可以一起来读《哥林多后书》的4:16-18.
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 4:16-18.
十六节起，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，为我们成就将来无比永远的荣耀。所以，我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。这个生来瞎眼的人，他一辈子没有见过光。但是后来上帝让他见到了。
The man who was born blind has never seen any light in his whole life, but later, Jesus gave him light.
芬妮姊妹刚生下来的小时候她见过光，但是后来呢，再也在地上的时候再也见不到光了。
And Sister Fanny, when she was born, he saw light, she could see light, but later he see no more light.
但是芬妮姊妹心里一直有光。
But in the heart of Sister Fanny, there has always been light.
因为她不是顾念所见的，她是顾念所不见的。
Because she did not look at the things that can be seen, but on the things.
她知道。
Did not see.
这个肉体看到的东西，肉体眼睛看到的东西是暂时的。
And she knew that what we see on in our flesh is temporary.
肉体的眼睛看不见的东西才是永恒。
What we cannot see with our naked eyes are eternal.
所以我们思想，我们人有最宝贵的价值。
So when we think about the human beings has most precious value.
最宝贵的价值就是我所经历的，或者是我所行的，能够传扬神的名。能够与神联系在一起，能够归荣耀给神，这就是我人生最最大的价值的体现和意义所在。
The most precious value and meaning of our life is what we experience and what we do could proclaim the name of God and bring the glory to the name of God.
那很多的时候， 就会在自战自清的痛苦当中，在黑夜里，你的光才能够发出来。
And a lot of times, only in those temporary and light sufferings, and in those dark nights, can we illuminate.
好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
啊，感谢你叫万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Thank God, all things work for the good of those who love you.
感谢神，赐给我们有得救的信心。
Thank God for giving us the saving faith.
让我们从神的话语、圣经当中看到主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩。
So from the Bible, from the Word of God, we can see the salvation that Jesus have accomplished on the cross.
感谢神，圣经也应许我们，对于这世上爱神的人，神为他们预备了生命的冠冕。
And the Bible also told us that God has prepared a crown of life for those who love Him.
但是这生命的冠冕必须要经过试炼才能够得到。
But the crown of suffering must experience trials.
感谢神，神把你的话语赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you give us your word.
也愿神带领我们，保守我们。
And may Lord lead us and keep us.
让我们在这末后败坏的世界，我们能够行在神的光中，而不是掉在黑暗里去。
So in this end world and this corrupt world, we will not fall into the corruptness, and we will walk in your light.
保守我们在这末世的时候，我们能够不跌倒、不失脚、不染上瑕疵。
So keep us from falling and keep us from all those filthy things.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.